Whatever you need this morning, prepare your heart to receive help from God. There's just a simple key that the Lord is giving to us here this morning as we look into this scripture. Very simple key. Jesus has not complicated things for us. It is the human understanding that complicates things. There is simplicity in Christ according to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3. And that's where the devil sets trap for many of us as Christians, because he knows he doesn't have authority over us directly. He just gets us to violate that simplicity that is in Christ, and then we miss it. By the time we complicate things for ourselves, we are no longer in faith. We are leaning on our human understanding. Faith is simple, straightforward, because it has nothing to do with our own ability to perform the word, but just for us to believe and let God do the rest. Because Bible says, if we can believe, all things, not some things, all things are possible unto him that believes. We know that with God all things are possible, but God says things are possible for man too, if they believe him. Why? Because through that faith, God can step in and bring his own dimension into our lives where we need help at that point in time. Psalm chapter 16. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, blessed Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I'll read from verse 7. I will bless the Lord who had given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. Let's read verse 8 together. Let's go. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. One more time, verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Once again, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. Now look very closely at this verse 8. This is the key that God wants us, the key of the kingdom that God wants us to use this morning to unlock the blessings that we need. I have set the Lord. David made that choice. We have to make it here this morning. I have set the Lord always. Key word always. Always means always. At all times, in every situation. For many of us, setting the Lord before us, when the going is easy, is very easy. Because you can see the goodness of God and dance and jubilate and praise God and say, wow, this God is wonderful. Hallelujah. There's food on my table, clothes on my back. Everywhere I turn, blessings just flow. How glory to God. I'm the seed of the blessed of the Lord. God is so wonderful. Isn't that true? It's so easy to see God when things are going fine. I'm not talking about seeing him with the naked eye, but to see what God is doing and rejoice. How about when there is no food on the table? No clothes on your back. Everywhere you turn, there's problem. Do you still see God? Or now you are seeing trouble? We should, but how many of us truly see him? David went through much trouble, but he said, I've said the Lord always. Always means even when I have trouble, the one I'm seeing is not the trouble, but God. To say the Lord always before you simply means all you are seeing is God. Because what is before you is what you are seeing. You can't see anything else. All you see is God. So David is saying, I have set the Lord always before me. I don't see anything else. I don't see anyone else. I don't see any trouble. I don't see the Philistines. Even though all these things are there, I choose not to focus on them. That's what he's saying. He's not denying the fact that he had troubles. Oh, David had plenty of troubles. He's not denying the fact that he had troubles, but he purposely chose to set his focus on God. Why? Because he knew that God could take care of every one of those troubles. You see, what you see is what you are going to think of. What you see is what is going to fill your soul. And what fills your soul is what will determine your outcome in life. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if in the midst of trouble, the one you are seeing is God, you will see God greater than your trouble. The devil will not be able to magnify your trouble above God and get you discouraged. You will still be encouraged in the midst of the trouble because I'm seeing God, the Almighty God, the Jehovah who is faithful to me, the God who can help me in every situation. Therefore, what is this problem? It's but a little thing compared to the bigness of God. No wonder David always had victory. No wonder he defeated all his enemies, because he always focused on God. Goliath, well, you are but a little thing. You can't distract my focus from God. I said God before me. God will bring you down, Goliath. You're wasting your time. I've said the Lord always before me. Now, how do we do that? Someone may say, well, I haven't seen God. How can I see? How can I focus on Him? Well, this is the God you see, the Holy Bible. God and His Word are one and the same. So if you have a need, find out what the Word of God says and choose to set your focus on what God says rather than the need. You don't deny the fact that you have a need, but you need help for the need. And God is the help. So why focus on the need? Because you can't get rid of the need on your own. So you have to focus on the one who can take care of the need for you, because he needs that attention from you. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Faith is giving your attention to God. Faith is attending to the word of God instead of the trouble. That's why the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The trouble is there. What the devil wants you to see is the trouble. Because he knows that if you focus on the trouble all day long, you'll become discouraged and you'll be defeated. But when you focus on God, God's faith will rise up in you. You'll be a giant on the inside. You'll look at your trouble again like David looked at Goliath and said, who are you, this uncircumcised thing? You begin to see your trouble as a small thing. It won't even bother you. It won't give you sleepless night, because you know God will take care of it for you. So what is your need here this morning? For the next few seconds, I want you to search the scriptures. I may not know your need. Someone else may not know your need. But you know your need. And God knows your need. Well, find out what the word of God says about that need. You need healing? Find out what the word of God says about healing. You need wisdom? Find out what the word of God says about wisdom. You may need to just go in your concordance section of your Bible and find reference to what your need is. Whatsoever they need, find out what the word of God says. Oh, you are going to set your eyes on God this morning in the midst of that need, and you are going to allow God to help you. Because David went ahead to say that I've said the Lord always before me, because it is at my right hand. We all know that God is with us. He has said he will never leave us nor forsake us. Even though we don't see him physically, he is by our side by the Holy Spirit himself. He's right by our side. Wherever you are, he's by your side. He's in the trouble where you are, by your side, waiting to get you out of it if you will just set your focus on God and release your faith in him rather than focusing on the devil and what the devil is doing. Peter looked to Jesus. He walked on water. The waves couldn't stop him. He was doing exactly like Jesus, his master, when he had faith and he focused on Jesus and what Jesus said, come. He stepped out of the boat, walking on the water. The waves were still there. The devil couldn't stop him. Jesus and Peter were exactly the same. No difference. But the next moment, he chose, you see again, it's a choice. He chose to take his eyes off of Jesus and focus on the storm. And he began to sink. I have set the Lord always before me. Will you set the word of God before you in that need right now? Set the word of God before your face. Bible says the word must be as frontlet between our eyes. In other words, that's what we are looking at all day long. I have trouble, but I don't see the trouble. I choose not to focus on it. I choose to focus on what God says about the trouble. Because God can take care of the trouble. The trouble is what the devil is doing. God will take care of it for me. Goliaths are there to be brought down in my life. Mountains are there to be brought down in my life. All by the power of God. So I'm going to focus on God, from whom comes my help. I'm going to focus on God, who has the power to turn my captivity around and change everything to line them up with his will for my life. I'm going to focus on God, who knows how to make a way for me where there seems to be no way. I'm going to focus on God, who never fails to keep his promises. I'm going to focus on God, who is the greater one that lives in me than the devil that is in the world. When you do that, the devil is defeated. Because God will bring down the Goliaths for you. God will defeat the plans of the enemy for you. I have said the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Whatsoever the enemy does, I won't even be shaken. To be moved there means to be shaken. Nothing bothers me. No wonder Paul said, none of these things move me. Because he knew that with God on his side, he would always be more than a conqueror in every situation. God doesn't lose any battles. But if you and I fight battles, we lose them. But God never loses. So when you focus on God, that is showing God that you trust in him with all your heart. That is showing God that you have faith in him to take care of your need. You may not know how. You may not know when. But surely you know one thing. God never fails. So I want you to focus on what the word of God says about your need. And as you do so, turn with me quickly to Jeremiah chapter 1. Oh, blessed Holy Spirit. We thank you. The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Oh, seka parovesu felare kunde. Tonango paprego this year. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Faithful are you, who has promised. Faithful, faithful, faithful are you, who has promised. Who also will do it. We honor you, dear Lord. We honor you. Glory be to you in the highest. Jeremiah chapter 1. So keep your eyes on what the word of God says about your need. Let that be your focus now. Forget about the need for a moment. And focus on what God says about it. And hear ye the word of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 1. Thank you. Thank you. I'll read from verse 9. for the sake of context. And then we are going to act on verse 12 in faith. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. First and foremost, God told Jeremiah, I've put my words in your mouth. I've given you what can bring to pass all the changes that I want to do through you. By that same word, you can pull down things that ought not to be there. By that same word, you can destroy things that ought not to be there. By that same word, you can plant what ought to be there. In other words, this word can bring the desired changes to your life. Then God asked him the next question, what are you seeing? Are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing? Thank God Jeremiah saw correctly. And God said, well, you're seeing correctly. Now, I'm going to hasten my word to perform it. The word hasten there literally means I'm watching over it with all my attention. Nothing misses my attention to ensure that it is done. That's God's promise to you. If you will set your eyes upon what the word of God says about your need, God is saying to you this morning, I'm watching over the word that you are seeing. Instead of the trouble, I'm watching over it to ensure it comes to pass. It will not fail. It will not fail. I'm watching over my word to perform it. Just see the word. Don't see the trouble. Because what God is seeing is his word, not your trouble. God knows that his word is the word of authority. Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4 that where the word of a king is, there is authority. And who may say to him, what doest thou? Even the devil bows at the authority of the word. But you have to agree with God for God to perform it. Jeremiah agreed with God by seeing it exactly as God saw it. And because of that agreement, God said, yes, you are correct, Jeremiah. You are not seeing the trouble in the land. You are not seeing everything that is upside down in the land. You are seeing as I see. Therefore, that's exactly what you are going to see come to pass. And Jeremiah went through a lot. If there was a prophet that suffered here on earth, Jeremiah was one of them. But he saw the word of God come to pass also. Every promise God made came to pass. Even many that God spoke through him, after him, they all came to pass. Daniel read from the book of Jeremiah after the 70 years of captivity in Babylon was fulfilled. And prayed and fasted on it, and it came to pass. When we focus on the word of God, God will move in and bring it to pass for us. I have said the Lord always before me. So set your eyes upon the word of God and keep doing that. As you leave the service today, keep doing it every day, whatsoever scripture you have read this morning, keep looking at it every day. How long are you going to do that? I don't know. But God is saying to you, I am watching over my word to perform it. As you keep your focus on the word, you are seeing right. God says, I'm watching over that world to perform it. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. So you don't need to worry about the trouble. God will take care of it. The word of God will come to pass. Let's stand up this morning and give him thanks. And just give him thanks. And just bless him. And just praise him. And thank him. Oh, the psalmist said, in God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. Let's give him praise this morning. He is faithful. He is faithful. Everything he has said he will do, he will do. Why? Because great is his faithfulness. Oh, hallelujah. In fact, let's just sing that old hymn together. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All that I have needed, your hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah.